Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Don't worry, we'll plow through this. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Like your overalls.
Well,
good morning,
well,
Don.
I just hitched the yoke to the oxen. Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, this time 5 years ago, remember this, we were still trying to figure out where we'd get our next roll of toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
N95 masks and antibacterial spray. We were looking for them, too. The nation overreacted, then corrected. We endured supply chain hiccups. We, consumer goods shortages and disabling inflation. Remember that? Anyway, Americans sludged through a COVID economy. Then, good times. Here are a couple of headlines from just 18 months ago, a year and a half ago. Inflation slows, incomes rise, and Americans are much more optimistic about the economy. And another one. Happy days are here again, say American consumers. Well, now we're facing what I would call a transitional economy. We don't know how far tariffs will go or if they are even legal. Rising uncertainty has muddled the task of economic forecasting. Global trade wars have shifted political and economic alliances. That could boost inflation, likely slow growth, and if employment continues to decline, we may slide into a recession. Yes, I said the R word. As you can see from just the past 5 years, our economy is dynamic. And it's always evolving. It is extremely difficult to navigate uncertainty, but there are some practices that could help us forge through till economic sun shines on us all again. Well, if you're working in a good job, keep your head down and continue to work hard. Balance your spending between necessities and discretionary items. Unless absolutely necessary for survival, continue to invest in your retirement. Now may be the time to forego frivolous spending, particularly if it's going to dip into your emergency fund. Many consumer goods are still cheap, but necessities like housing, health care, child care, and education costs are exploding. That you may consider staying in your home and sending your kid 2 years to a junior college or a trade school, or help weather those potential economic headwinds. As a matter of fact, I just had a conversation with a client, found that United Airlines has a plan that it's about $30,000 for the full training. United wants to train pilots.
Yeah.
And they'll give them a good job when they're done. And if you don't go to college, spending a year learning how to fly,
and being paid to do it.
Well, no, you're not being paid. It still costs $30,000.
Oh, okay.
But if you graduated with decent acumen and know how to fly an airplane, yeah, there's a good chance that you'll get a job from them. But
yeah.
Anyway, I just there because he's saying, you know, I'm really reviewing this college thing, and I said, well, you know, I can tell you that many of my very wealthy clients don't have a degree; they have a business. They started an HVAC business, or they have a machine shop or something like that, and they're doing really, really well. So anyway.
What amazes me, Don, is that I looked at some of the things, like you bringing up some things that look pretty bad on our economy, but with all the tariff stuff and the uncertainty and this and that, and I'm amazed. This economy of ours just keeps chugging along.
It is. It's an amazing
economy. It's going to take a lot to blow it off the blow off the tracks, but, you know. It all starts somewhere.
It's all about the bottom line. Yeah.
All right. Just see here. What else have I got for you? Oh, here's one for you. Social Security. They're going to stop sending checks out to people.
Yeah. Yeah. I did a thing on this about 6 months ago.
You did. You saw it coming. The people in that age group, they don't like change. And they that could be a kind of.
From what I read at the time, the policy was there will be exceptions that you can show that you don't have a bank account or, well, I guess you have to have a, well, I guess
you don't have to
cash at some place, but a lot of people can't do the direct deposit or they don't know how to handle electronics or they don't have the internet.
Yeah.
You know,
not everybody has it, amazingly enough.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, sir. Thank you. How'd you do with the hail last night? Did you get any at your house?
I got some golf ball size hail at my house, and of course I was out. I wasn't foolish enough to stick my head out there, but I did open my garage, and on one side of my roof I looked at my solar panels to make sure they're okay. Oh God, they're tough.
Yeah, no,
it was fine. I don't know how big it could have gotten before it would crack one of them, but it is tempered glass.
We got up to ping pong ball, but it pretty good covered the yard pretty well.
So. Yeah.
I haven't seen hail like that in a long time, if ever.
What the hell, man?
What the hail? 6:17, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It's time for Lead Off Sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
Sure got a lot going on. We will start with football. We're going some football today. You want to find out what's going on with K-State. It's the weekly edition of the K-State Chris Klieman radio show with the head coach. That's at 5 p.m., and that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. K-State coming off its first win of the season, getting ready to host Army Saturday evening in Manhattan. So find out from Coach Klieman what's going on there. The National Football League is back at it. Last time we watched an NFL game, it was the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles 7 months ago. Now it's time for another NFL season, and the season opener is tonight in Philadelphia with your Super Bowl champion Eagles hosting the Dallas Cowboys in a division matchup. The coverage will start at 6 o'clock this evening over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, then kick off at 7:20 p.m. The Eagles are an 8.5-point favorite to win this game, build off their Super Bowl win. That's the biggest margin. They're the biggest favorite in the NFL this weekend, opening things up. Of course, the Kansas City Chiefs flew yesterday to Sao Paulo, Brazil, and the Chiefs play tomorrow night in their season opener. We do have, a Thursday morning feature, the Minute with Mitch.
Minute with Mitch, yeah.
Which will start today, 2 hours from now? We'll do that in the 8 o'clock hour, I think. Is that right, Jad? I always forget. We'll do a Minute with Mitch in the 8 o'clock hour. Is that right?
I think so,
okay.
Yeah.
So about 2 hours from now. We'll do Minute with Mitch, and we'll get a 60-second preview of that game tomorrow night.
So just don't tune away. Stay right here with us on the radio.
Just stay here, yeah. And we got high school football. Of course, most everybody starts tomorrow night, but there are a few games tonight, including Steve McIntosh's alma mater, the Wichita West Pioneers, on the road at Topeka tonight.
Really?
To get the season started.
Hey, have they ever played up there? I bet they haven't. I don't know.
They played him here last year.
Oh, we did. Okay.
This is a home-and-home deal.
Home.
Yeah, they played him at Friends last year to open up the season. Now they're on the road at Topeka today, tonight.
Fun for the kids.
To start the high school season. And everybody else will be starting tomorrow. Minor league baseball last night. The Wichita Wind Surge and the Tulsa Drillers set for a game downtown at Equity Bank Park, but the game did not get played. For some reason, the Wind Surge says it was because of technical difficulties. I don't know what the heck that means. Obviously, it was because of weather, because they got hail downtown.
Yeah,
why don't they say that? Why don't they say the game was postponed because of severe weather? They said technical difficulties.
A storm? Anything? I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
That just sounds ridiculous to me to say that. Anyway,
somebody's trying to be kind of snotty with their word.
Well, if it's because of severe weather, say that. Why do you say technical difficulties? First home postponed game for the Wind Surge in 3.5 years. They had quite a span going, but that got broken last night.
That's pretty good, yeah.
I think they were one of two AA teams in the nation that had not had a postponement this season. But
there you go.
All right. So they're going to play a doubleheader today. Two seven-inning games starting at 2:05 this afternoon. Why they're starting at 2:05 seems dumb to me, too. For a day that we had a scheduled night game, they're probably going to wrap up before they were supposed to begin. We're getting nothing that makes sense out of the Wind Surge.
All right. I hope they keep winning.
Anyway, on the field, they still have a 7-game winning streak. They are one game behind Tulsa for a playoff spot with 11 games to go, and two of those games will be played today, day games at Equity Bank Park downtown.